What's up and welcome on in to Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin, and the Warriors continue to stack some dubs in perhaps the gutsiest win of the season after losing Draymond Green just 4 minutes into this one due to ejection. Warriors win 101-93 at Orlando against a Magic team that is 25-10 at home and one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA. Warriors improve their season record to 38-34 and 20-15 on the road. Wow. Well, heading into this one, we already were facing an uphill battle in that Jonathan Kuminga was sitting due to knee soreness, and we just knew the Magic are a big, physical, great rebounding team, and we needed all of the front court we could possibly have in this game. TJD returned, thought it might be just enough, and then Draymond Green, our best center, big rebounder, defender, gets ejected just 4 minutes into this one for arguing a call. The initial T was making contact with the ref, and then as he walks away and everyone's trying to separate him, he's clearly unable to control his emotions and says an expletive. I'm not even going to go into what it was, but says an expletive as he turns away. After the game, he said he wished that he had finished turning away before he said it. Whatever, Dre, just don't say it. But gets ejected 4 minutes in, and the game basically seems like it's a throwaway game that we just are going to have no chance in despite our being undersized and just not having enough in the tank to compete with a very tough Magic team on a back-to-back. But the Warriors show poise, they show resolve, and they really rally after Draymond's ejection. They go on a 17-4 run immediately after the ejection to close the first quarter. Star of this one, Andrew Wiggins, carries us to the finish line, and Steph Curry, despite a slower game, closes this one. Steph Curry's reaction said it all from start to finish in this one, just taking it through it as Draymond gets ejected. You see Steph Curry just repetitively just shaking his head, much like you would see just, you know, a disappointed friend, a disappointed parent. Just it's anger, but I think it was more just disappointment and just that shaking of the head. And then you see Steph after the commercial break, you know, he has his jersey pulled over his head, is kind of wiping his face. We could say maybe he had a couple tears in his eyes. It sort of seemed like he was wiping his eyes. I don't know what it was, but it sure felt like he was dejected, basically just humbled and just thinking, hey, man, I know this guy is my dude. He's what's gotten us to where we are in this dynasty, but he's let me down again. He's let us down again. I couldn't be more disappointed given the magnitude of this game and how badly we needed a win and how important Dre was to this, to just lose control of it, really just unprovoked. I mean, the foul, I don't even know what foul he was even arguing, and it just escalates. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. There was no tension building up until that point in the game. He just lost control. We're going to talk a little bit more about Draymond and the ejection at the end. I'm not going to lead with this because the Warriors win the game. And to Draymond's big relief, and you can see by that big old goofy smile and hug that he had with Steph after the game, Steph saved and Andrew Wiggins saved Draymond's behind in this one because he's already getting grilled a bit, but it would be far, far worse. Steph, at that moment, after the ejection, it looked like Steph was also going to throw in the towel. You know, it seemed like everyone's giving up on this game, giving up on this season, which has just been a roller coaster of emotions. But the Warriors gets the finish line. Steph finishes with a nice little sideways running finger roll to put the Warriors up by five at that point. Next position down. After a great defensive play by Klay Thompson, Steph goes down, patented step back three from the left wing, runs back down the court, wasn't expecting it at all. Night-night, my friends. Runs back, patented night-night. Everyone's going crazy. All the Warriors on the sideline are night-nighting. Steph Curry runs over to the bench and immediately front kicks a chair from the bench. When I saw it, I thought it was a replay from earlier when he was upset, but clearly just a release of emotion. Good thing in a winning effort after a great shot by Steph, but you can just see how important this game was to him, to this team, and just how much he's really been going through, specifically with Draymond. I think there's a lot more to this whole Draymond and Steph and everything. than we even know about. But Steph Curry, great for the most part in this one as a playmaker, as a point guard, missing Draymond Green, and with Chris Paul not really doing much in this one. Steph only had 17, but he had a double-double with 10 assists. What I really loved in this one as a team, we talked about the Magic, I believe since January, the best rebounding margin in the NBA. And the Warriors, after losing Draymond and not having Kuminga, they're starting four and five, out-rebound the Magic by 23 rebounds. TJD had 14, Pajemski had nine, both off the bench. Warriors played strong defense, despite the Magic being the worst three-point shooting team in the league and having an even below-average night for them, shooting from three. Warriors play great defense, hold another opponent under 100 points, and that really stuck out to me, especially after losing Draymond Green. This Warriors team has faced a lot of adversity this season, dating all the way back to, Draymond Green getting suspended back in December, and then obviously Coach Deki passing. And the way that this team really bounced back from those big challenges and really just gut punches to their season, they really came together as a unit and really met that challenge head on, found a way to have their best winning month of the season in, at the end of January and into February. They've really done very well in the face of adversity, especially on the road. I also remember, on the back-to-back in New York, beat the Knicks. Couldn't get out of the airport until 3 in the morning. Didn't land in Toronto until like 7 in the morning and had a game later that night. And they were able to pull off that win, another really gutsy, resilient win. And just all season long on the road, this team has really found ways to bounce back, especially on the defensive end, to really dig in and when facing its toughest challenges. And I would argue that last night was probably our biggest challenge and the magnitude of how important this game was. And then to lose, arguably our most important player in this matchup, 4 minutes into the game. Team really impressed. And for that reason, I still have hope that this team has some of that grit and that tenacity to really get into the playoffs and potentially make a run, assuming we're healthy and everybody is available to play. So, Dubs in the face of adversity on the road. Love it this year. Maybe we need a little bit more adversity at home. I don't know what happens when we go home. I guess we're just too comfortable in beautiful San Francisco, but I don't know. Maybe we need to put some rocks in everybody's mattresses and get everyone a terrible night's sleep, and then they will have a much better game in the face of adversity at home. All right, we buried the lead long enough, the positive lead. We'll get to the negative lead a little bit later, but the positive lead is that Andrew Wiggins has arguably his best game since the 2022 finals. Where has Andrew Wiggins been? Wow, 23 points in this one, and really just kept us in this as the Magic were making a huge run. This game had the feel of another 15-plus point lead blown. Just a game where the Warriors were stuck in the mud offensively, especially with Steph having an off game. It's where were the points going to come from? Klay wasn't shooting very well. Chris Paul wasn't generating much offense. Where was it going to come from? The answer was Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins turns back the clock a couple years in the fourth quarter, ends up scoring about 13 points, I believe is what he finished with, including the first 8 points of that fourth quarter, where the game was really in the magnitudes and it was, or sorry, it was in the balance, and it felt very much like the Magic were going to come back and take the lead. Curry even put Steph Curry back in to start the fourth because he knew that it was a pivotal point. And Wiggins comes in, explodes to the hoop, gets some easy buckets, finds a way to play make, even though he attacked another time and missed. It was an immediate putback for, I think it was TJD at that point. Very strong game from Wiggins, not just as a result, but just the aggressiveness and the mentality to really go out and go get a bucket. I'm going to take a little credit for this, and also a little blame. In the first quarter, he was blocked from behind by Jalen Suggs, a point guard, to which I've been saying it a lot this season. I tweeted it that Andrew Wiggins' explosiveness just, it doesn't seem to be there this year. He seems to have lost a step, just not aggressive and just not strong at the rim. Well, Wiggins must have read my tweet at halftime because he decided to start attacking the hoop relentlessly. Had a really nice dunk midway through the game, as well as the fourth quarter that we just talked about. That explosiveness looked to be back, and more so the aggressiveness and the confidence to attack the hoop were back. Andrew Wiggins has the best smile in the NBA. Not in terms of just beauty, but just anytime you see him smile, which is few and far between, it really just warms my heart. I just love seeing him in that in a good mood and just proud of what he's done. So it was great to see that. And you can tell Steve Kerr really cherishes it too. Had a great hug after the game with Wiggins, had a great hug with Steph Curry. This game was full of emotions, and there were so many moments in this game and just photo moments from Steph wiping his tears. To the night-night post, to hugging Draymond after the game, to Wiggins and Curry all hugging together. It was a lot of emotion in this very important game. And it was just great to see and really just hope that we can kind of take that joy and bring that forward with us as we go. This version of Wiggins is, it shows what this team can be. You know, if we can get anything close to the 2022 version of Wiggins, this team has a chance to go on a little playoff run. You saw it last night. We already know this team sorely lacks a second scorer. It's really just been second scorer by committee, whether it's Klay being hot, it's been Kuminga a lot of the time, it's been Wiggins last night and maybe slightly other nights. But it's really just been by committee and someone having a big game for the Warriors to generate enough offense. The defense has been good, I will give us that, but the offense has been so inconsistent outside of Steph that we really need someone like an Andrew Wiggins to turn back into an 18-point scorer. And it re emphasizes the importance of our wings, right? Our wing play. Moses Moody was good in this one. He had 12 points. I think that between Wiggins, Klay, we'll call Kuminga a wing, even though he's more of a four. He's a stretch four. Moody off the bench, and we can even throw Pajemski in there. We need at least three of them to combine for about 50 to 55 points, right? I need somebody in the 20s to low 20s, and I need two other players in the high teens. That's how we're gonna combine with Steph Curry to get upwards of 110 points in a game. With contributions from other people, but it's really the effectiveness of our wings as scorers, especially in these moments where we're having offensive droughts with Steph Curry off the floor. So great to see it by Wiggins. Continue to be aggressive. Even if it's not falling or going for you, just being aggressive changes the whole geometry and shape of our offense and really opens up things for other people. Okay, now we're on to the negative lead of the night, and that is one Draymond Green. Oh, I don't even know where to start with this guy. I guess the first word that comes to mind is selfish. It's selfish that he can't put his emotions, his own need to be right or get the last word in front of the team, and just the importance of him being on the floor. We all know how important Draymond is to the success of the Warriors. We cannot win without him. We saw what happened in December. He is integral to the Warriors. He's, in my opinion, always been our second best, most important player, minus Steph Curry and I guess Kevin Durant. But Draymond Green, you just lose control. You have no control of your emotions, and you've been better for a couple months, but it's really started to show in the last two games after the Patty Mills incident yesterday or two nights ago, which I was okay with. I thought that was more of the flailing, caught in the moment issue. This one was really just losing your head, losing your cool, losing control of yourself in a game where we just had to have, and we had to have you. And it just brings me back to the 2016 finals where you know we need you to win, and you still can't put the situational awareness at the forefront of your mind and realize you were too important to lose in this type of a game. So, Draymond, you haven't learned your lesson. Maybe you've improved a little bit, but it's unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to the legacy of Steph Curry. Yep, big talking heads in the media just questioning Steph's leadership to corral Draymond Green today, which I think is phooey. It's not on Steph, and he was in there trying to prevent Dre. This is 100% on Draymond Green, but that's what you're doing to Steph Curry's legacy. There are people out there that attribute your actions to Steph Curry, and if you knew that and you respected that. You would have to stop this because that is just ridiculous, and you can't be doing anything to target anything that degrades Steph Curry's legacy. The other words that came to mind when I was first watching the whole Draymond situation, well, I'm not going to say them because I have control of my mouth and I have a filter. I don't swear. That's why my podcast has a nice clean rating on it. I don't need to swear to get my point across, Draymond. And clearly, you don't have that filter. You're a grown man. We're both in our mid-30s. I guess I'm 3 years older than you. I'm 38, so maybe those are the 3 years it takes to get your emotions in check. Not that mine are, but Draymond Green, you have to figure it out because this can't happen again. What if we lost this game? Draymond Green, you would be at the front of every single media outlet, which you already are, but we'd be talking about the bottom having fallen out. We'd be talking about the Warriors approaching rock bottom. We'd be talking about Draymond, you seems like you've quit on the team and you've given up on the season. You've given up on Steph. You've given up on the team. We'd be talking about the offseason. Well, if this isn't going to change, which it clearly isn't, is it time to move on from Draymond? Don't forget, Draymond Green had to be talked out of retirement by Adam Silver midseason after his first suspension. He went into the commissioner's office saying, "I just can't do this anymore. I'm thinking I'm going to retire," and had to be talked out of it. And I think that's why you see some of the emotion that Steph Curry showed when this ha first happened. It really seemed like Steph was maybe coming to the realization that, hey, like maybe this is the end. Not the end of, the Warriors being successful, but maybe it's the end of this core, and maybe it's just gone as far as it can, and this is how it ends. Losing Draymond Green and him being gone in the offseason, that is the end of the dynasty. There's nothing we can do to replace Draymond Green if we're trading him or getting rid of him to give us more value and be a better team next year. It doesn't work. It would be over. And so that's why I think you saw the emotion out of Steph. That's why I think the team really just felt deflated. And that's why this game was that much more gutsy of a win. And despite of everything that Draymond Green did to unravel our season and our night last night, the Warriors behind Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry, and a gritty rebounding effort by an undersized, shorthanded team are the reasons we're excited here on Stacking Dubs to have a new win streak going. And we go into Charlotte next and then into San Antonio, and we can finish this road trip on a four-game win streak and hold on to our play-in spot as the 10th seed before we run the table, knock out the Lakers, knock out the Suns, knock out the Nuggets, and go win a championship. Okay, I won't get ahead of myself, but that's where we're at, guys. Very tough start to the game, a very pleasing ending to the game. I will leave you with a night-night. I'm not gonna kick my chair, but I would if I could. And I will thank you guys for being in here today with me, your host, Chris Chin. Until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.